Lord, all in called his merry men, and bade them with him go, but bound them ne'er a word to say, and ne'er a horn to blow, ne'er a horn to blow. Among Lord Arling's merry men be those who wish no ill, and the bravest one, he blew his horn, a blast so loud, so shrill, a blast so loud, so shrill. What's this, what's this? Cried Matty Groves, a horn so loud, so clear, 'tis nothing more than Arling's men, the ones that I do fear, the ones that I do fear. Lie down, cried Arling's wife, and keep my back from cold. 'Tis nothing but my father Fawn that calls the sheep to fold, that calls the sheep to fold. Now Matty Groves, he did lie down, he took a nap of sleep, but when he woke, Lord Arling was a-standing at his feet, a-standing at his feet. How now, Lord Arling cried, how do you like my sheets? How do you like my new wedded wife? What lies in your arms asleep? What lies in your arms asleep? Oh, it's very well, I like your bed. It's well, I like your sheets. But best I like your lady gay. What lies but hate asleep? What lies but hate asleep? Put on man's clothes, as quick as e'er you can. In England it shall ne'er be said, I slewed a naked man, I slewed a naked man. I cannot rise, I dare not rise, I fear 'twould cost my life, for you have got two bitter swords, and I ain't got a knife. And I ain't got a knife. I know I've got two bitter swords. They cost me deep in my purse. But you shall have the bestest one, and I will take the worst. And I will take the worst. The firstest stroke little Matty struck, it hurt Lord Arling sore. The nextest stroke Lord Arling struck, little Matty struck no more, little Matty struck no more. Rised up, my gay young wife, draw on your putty clothes, and tell me, do you like me best, or like you Matty Groves, like you Matty Groves? Oh, she lifted Matty's dying face, she kissed from cheek to chin. Oh, it's Matty Groves I'd rather have than Arling and all his kin, than Arling and all his kin. Oh, he took his wife by the lily-white hand, and he led her through the hall, and he cut off her head with his bitter sword, and he stove it against the wall. He stove it in the wall. Ah, woe is me, my merry men, why stayed you not my hand? For here I've slewed the fairest folk in all of England, in all of England.